are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
What's the subject again?
Don't let the devil oppress you.
What's our subject?
Don't let the devil oppress you.
How many have ever let the devil oppress you before? I'm guilty. But we want to learn this morning not to allow the devil, the slanderer, to oppress us. Don't let the devil oppress you. So immediately we see that we have a choice. It's up to me. I can allow him to do what I don't need him, a need to allow him to do, or I can resist what he desires to do. Because I want to tell you up front that the devil desires to oppress God's people. And I want you to understand this morning, just being personal for a moment, that when it comes to me and how I'm going to live my life, being happy is important to me. I want to say that again. My happiness is important to me. That enjoying life is something that I take very, very seriously. And that means that, again, it's personal, that when it comes to me, my happiness means a whole lot to me. Means so much to me that I'm not even going to let you ruin a day for me. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to even give you that power to say or do something that causes me to be sad all day long. That causes me to go a whole month without appreciating the good things that God is doing for me because of something you said to me or something you did to me. I'm not going to give you that kind of power. And you know what? I'm waiting to see if I have anybody that's just like your pastor this morning that you can say your happiness means a lot to you. Enjoying life means a lot. Yeah, you got to recognize sometimes in life things are going to go wrong, but you can't let that cause you not to enjoy life or not to be happy. I'm trying to get you to see that when it comes to being happy, you have to fight to be happy. Come on, I said you have to fight to be happy. I wish somebody's out show you right, Pastor. You know sometimes the only reason you happy is because you fought to be so. It's because you resisted whatever was trying to get you down or whatever was trying to cause you to be depressed. You just didn't give in to that thing. Even if it was a person, you just simply didn't give in to them. Could have even been a relative, but you just didn't give in to them. Could have been a coworker with a nasty attitude, but you just didn't give in to them and allow them to ruin that 8-hour or 10-hour shift that you know you had to pull. You made up in your mind that, look, I don't know what's wrong with them, but it ain't gonna stop me from smiling. Yeah, it ain't gonna stop me from saying good morning, how you doing, and showing folk love and so forth. But listen to me, if we gonna be that way with people, which I believe we should, then the main one we need to be concerned about this morning is making sure that we as saints of God, as true believers, that we don't allow the devil to oppress us. Now, when it comes to being oppressed, number one, it has to do with to exercise power over a person. See, the enemy, the devil, Diablos, the slanderer, he wants to exercise power over the people of God. And listen to me, that's something that we cannot allow or afford for him to do. We can't let him exercise power over us, over our mind, over our speech, and over our deeds. Come on, somebody. You just can't give him that kind of power. But sadly, in the church, there are people who know better, but yet they let the enemy oppress them. There are some folk this morning, the reason they didn't praise God the way they should have given him praise is because they are allowing the devil to oppress them. And tell your neighbor, you got to stop that if you're doing it. You got to. I mean, come on, you got to tell somebody like you mean, if you're doing that, you need to stop right now. Stop giving the devil power over you. Stop allowing him to do to you whatever he desires to do. And by devil, I also mean demons, or people who allow demons to use them. See, we have to be so careful when demons are using a person to try to steal our joy that we don't give that person the pleasure that he or she is looking for by saying to us something that they are trying to do by way of hurting us. You can't give anyone that much power that you allow them to steal from you something that God gave you. I like how David said it. He said, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." See, every day that you see has to be a day that you arise with the mentality that no one is going to ruin this day. Well, Pastor, what if we get bad news within a day? Deal with it. Deal with it the way God wants you to deal with it. But don't let that thing ruin the day. Can I take it further? Don't even allow how you are feeling to determine whether or not you're going to enjoy a day. Because some people, if they're hurting in their body, they allow that to hurt their mind as well. In other words, because their body is not feeling as good as they desire for it to feel, they go through a whole day complaining and basically not being happy, waiting for their body to get better. But see, I learned to flip that thing. I learned to be happy even battling in my body and even letting my body know, look, I'm going to be happy. I wonder, have you ever dealt with anybody that because of what they were going through, they basically was in a bad mood? Do you know any moody folk? Any folk that their mood swings will change based upon how they feel. One minute they're happy, the next day they're upset, and you don't even know what the problem is. They're acting all crazy, and then you find out later they were simply battling a headache. They were just saying that the head was hurt so bad that it caused them to be mean. Come on here, somebody. Look at somebody and say, you can't give nobody that kind of power. To ruin a day. And some of us, we have to go longer than dealing with a day, because we allow things to ruin a month. Sadly to say, some folk have allowed people to ruin this year so far. You've not been as happy as you needed to be because of things folk were doing or saying. You've basically been existing due to what folk been saying and doing, or either just existing because of the trouble or the trials that you've been facing this year. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know what all I've been going through. I have a right to be sad and to be miserable. If you were going through what I was going through, you'd be the same way. The devil is a liar. I'm probably going through more than what you're going through. I just choose not to give circumstances and situations power to steal my happiness. I know from whence come my joy. My joy come from God. And if God gave me joy, you can't take it. Come on, I wish somebody get excited. If God gave you joy, don't let the devil take it. Come on, don't let your supervisor take it. Realize that your joy is so happy. It's so precious. Don't even allow your spouse to steal your joy. Woo! Because some of us, it's bad, but some of us, we to the point, if our spouse ain't happy. You ever seen folk like that? They marry. If one got attitude, then the other got attitude. And you used to hear folks say crazy stuff. Like, if mama ain't happy, Ain't nobody happy. The first time somebody said that in my house, I said, do what? See, I had to learn that mama may not be happy, but I'm going to pray for mama that mama will be happy. But I'm going to be happy despite mama's attitude. Listen, young folk, you got to decide to be happy even if your parents want to be sad. Don't want to enjoy life. Don't take on the mentality of your parents if their mentality is not right. Decide for yourself. I ain't growing up to be like mama. Mama sad all the time. I'm going to be happy when I grow up, and I'm going to be happy right now. Mama sad because we ain't got this, that, and the other, but I'm happy because I recognize what we do have. And when you decide to be happy, even a smile would get on the nerve of folk who are determined to be miserable. Y'all know I'm right. That's when some of you clap. Sometimes you could just agitate a person by smiling too much. And they'll say stupid stuff like, you always smiling. You need to tell them, and you always frowning. I don't believe in Monday morning blues. Come on, I used to, but that meant Monday morning I've already decided not to be happy. I used to believe in hump day, which meant Monday and Tuesday you living for Wednesday to get over the hump. I used to be a Friday person. Only time I was happy was on the weekend. Who want to be saved and only time you happy is on the weekend? That ain't true happiness. Only time you're happy, you're drunk. That ain't right. Good God Almighty. But if you get saved right, preach it, Pastor. I'm talking about good and saved. You can be happy all the time. Now, you got to fight for it, but it is possible. Be seated. Because let me tell you, if the only time you happy is when you got a lot of money, your happiness is really not real. It ain't genuine. Come on. Because there's some of us, well, if I just had money in my pocket. And that really ain't the truth. Because sometimes you can put a little change in somebody's pocket and they'll say something like, well, that ain't enough to be happy. Well, how much we talking? But I found out you have to learn to be happy when ain't nothing in your pocket. But you have a belief that God, this somebody, Rhema, will give somebody that which need to be put in your pocket. And because you stay cheerful, he'll lay it on somebody's heart. Do this for her. And he did it because when you were going through, you didn't allow your trouble to depress you. See, the devil come to exercise power over saints to oppress. Now, when he exercises power by way of demons, he influenced, take note, the thoughts, the words, and the deeds of a believer. You as a believer, you and I both, cannot be possessed by the devil, cannot be possessed by demons, but we can be influenced. We can give the devil power to influence our thoughts, to influence our words, and ultimately influence our deeds. See, because oppressed folk don't make good decisions. No. Come on. I got about 10, amen, but I should have got 75. Because you and I both have been depressed in time past. And the decisions we made while being depressed were nothing short of just jacked up. Come on. Some of us gave our numbers to folks at a time we was oppressed. Come on, sister. You can be quiet on that. You probably don't want nobody to know. But some women have been so oppressed that they gave their number to somebody that they never. You come on, sister. You had to be pretty down to hand old boy your number. But he told me you gave it to him. I was going through then. I'm better now. Men have hooked up with women. Woo! Somebody saying, Pastor, you need to move on. When I look back at financial decisions, making them while oppressed, man, I was choosing to do some dumb stuff. I'd go get a loan to pay off a loan. In credit card debt, but then oh, so oppressed when a credit card come through the mail, I'm out there talking about, thank you, God. God ain't moving. No, God ain't moving. But I'm so oppressed. And they give you a $500 limit. And as soon as you do anything with the card, $350 is what you got to pay annually. So they only gave you $150. But you were so oppressed that you said, well, I'm going to do something with this $150. Come on. Number two, to be oppressed has to do with, and this is what I really want us to receive, to hold down or to weigh down. See, the devil wants to hold God's people down. He wants to weigh you down. And most of the time when the devil oppresses saints, he does so when he knows they're going through hardships. You know, sometimes you can see a brother. So, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Well, I'm doing good, but I be honest with you, I've been a little down lately. No, you've been more than a little down. You've been allowing the devil to oppress you, to keep you down. Don't want to be around nobody. Not answering your phone. Come on. Not being yourself. Angry with people that ain't did nothing to you. See, because when saints get oppressed, like it or not, they don't love right. They don't love right. Come on. You can't love right and you oppress. Somebody trying to do something right with you because the Bible tells them to get it right. But because you oppress, you don't even want to get the thing right. You want it to stay wrong. Because like it or not, I had to find this out the hard way, saints. So y'all listen. Because that's all I want y'all to do this morning, just pay attention. I had to find this out the hard way, Pastor. Some folk like being oppressed. You can pray for them, but they like that feeling. Come on. You can pray they get a blessing. They'll come back and tell you, Pastor, thanks for the prayer. The blessing came through. 2 days later, they're oppressed again. Because they like it. Woo! You ought to see the looks I'm getting this morning. Some folks just like being down. I think happiness scares them. And see, you got to be careful that you don't spend your whole life trying to get somebody to be what they don't want to be. See, this morning I got an assignment to preach in hope that folk that are oppressed would get free. But if you don't want to be free, I got to go on. Whoa, I said I got to go on. Even if you don't want what God has for you, I got to go on and listen, get everything that I know he has for me. I got to do that. I can't let the fact that you love being down make me want to be down. Definitely sometimes you got to learn to do stuff by yourself. You may ask a person, are you going? Are you going? I ain't going. Then sometimes you got to shock them and then get up and go with by yourself. Go ahead and get ready. Where you think you going? I'm going anyway. They say it's a party. I'm going. They say it's a house party. I'm going to go there and rock the house. I'm going to go in there and just be happy and just have a good time. You stay here and be sad. I know I'm talking right. And happiness is bigger than the 2.5 hours that you come to church. Because some of us done learned to come in here smiling like all is well, but acting like the devil back at the house. True happiness travels. Tell your neighbor, true happiness traveled. It traveled. It goes with you. Everywhere you go, you take that happiness with you. Come on, somebody. But if you ain't careful, God will bless you to go on vacation. And you will be on vacation oppressed by the devil. How many of you ever did? How many of you ever just tell on yourself, took a vacation but did not enjoy the city you was in based upon problems you were dealing with? Bow your hand. Come on. Raise your hand high. Some of you prideful folk, raise your hand high. Come on. Yeah, we got to be on hand down. What was going on with some of us on vacation? Thinking about bills due back at the house. And some of you had a nerve to be worried about your jobs. And you ain't got that type job. No, I had to be honest, because some folk have the type job that even when they at home, their job description requires that they stay in contact with knowing what may be happening at the house, at the job. Come on, somebody. Some folks even get special cell phone pages and so forth. Come on. You don't want no doctor who deliver babies to just be talking about he only do Mondays and Tuesdays. You know, he have to be kind of on call sometimes. You see what I'm saying? But now some of us got the luxury of our job really meaning 7 to 3. That really means you come in at 7 a.m. when you clock out at 3, it don't matter what's happening at that plant is their problem. But some folks will be on vacation worried about jobs, worrying about people. I know I'm right about it because we used to do it. I used to do it, be on vacation, and I'm not even happy because I'm worried about all the problems that are waiting for me when we get back. And I just tell myself stuff like, I ain't going to get out here just acting like, I mean, soon as I get back, all that stuff waiting on me. That's what the vacation is for. That's what the getaway is for. It is to sometimes leave things and say, hey, I know something about you. You're going to be here when I get back. I'll see you when I get back. I'll deal with you when I get back. There are sometimes God don't even want you to deal with certain problems until he addresses you and allows you to know how you need to handle that problem. Just don't let it worry you. I'm going to give you the answer, son. But for right now, just be happy anyhow. Come on. That's somebody's rainbow. You need to be happy right now. Not waiting on anything to change. But if you notice Ephesians again, I'm telling you, the devil wants to oppress you. He wants to hold you down. How you saying old crazy stuff? Like the man won't let us up. No, so you got to recognize you more powerful than the man. Your faith is more powerful than the man. Jesus looked at a man and said, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. See, nobody can hold me down if I'm believing right. But notice about the devil. Notice something about the devil in Ephesians 4 in verse number 27. Notice what the scripture said. Nor, Ephesians 4, 27, nor give place to who? Yeah. Nor give place to who? Yeah. See, listen, don't give the devil or demons or people who let demons use them any place to work in your life. See, you know, if you constantly deal with a person that you know the devil uses, cut them off. Limit how much you talk to him. Especially if it's to the point you say, well, every time I get off the phone with him, I just feel so sad and so worthless and I just feel like I ain't about nothing. And you still answering his calls? Knowing the end result is going to be that feeling? I can't give you that kind of power. See, he said, give no place to who? The devil. Look at it now. Ephesians 4:27. Nor give place to who?
The devil.
Nor give place to who?
The devil.
So now Paul tells me that the devil wants what? Place. He wants room to operate. Woo! I said he wants room to operate. Now he already got room in the sinner's life. He wants room to operate in the life of a believer. He wants you to give him. Give me a position that I can work in your life. And see, it's our job to make sure that we're doing what we need to do so that he don't get any place. That's when you got to pray every day. Because when you praying every day, you letting the devil and demon know, look, I ain't giving you no place. But when you skip prayer, that's just like telling the devil, come get me. Come get me. What you think the devil do when he look at some folks and say, he ain't prayed in 3 days? I believe he go to God and be like, Lord, let me get him. He ain't do. You told him to pray every day. He hardly ever prays. Let me attack his mind. And then you wonder why some people feel hopeless. Brother, what you expect? You ain't prayed in days. Or when you do pray, it's a 2 minute. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Come on, you're going through much trouble for now I lay me. You got to get somewhere and let God strengthen you. Oh, Lord, it must be some folk in here been skipping prayer. When you skip prayer, you giving them place. Well, I'm just hoping things get better. Hoping without praying. See, when you praise God, you ain't giving the devil no place to work. You letting him know I'm going through a whole lot, but God is still worthy of my hand clap. That's what Job did. Job had boils from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, yet he was still willing to give God the praise. See, when you come, especially in God's house, and you won't offer up praise, you know what you're doing? You're giving the enemy place. You don't clap. Pastor, I'm hurting too bad to clap. What's stone? It's in my knee too, Pastor. I can't move neither. Well, just wiggle your head back and forth. We'll learn about you when you shout and you just wiggling your head. Come on. Y'all laughing. But I got to do something to offer up what? Praise. So I don't give the devil what? No place. God worthy. Yeah, the check bounced, but I'm still going to give him praise now. I'm still going to exalt his name. I'm still going to bless his name up out of my mouth. I'm going to give him praise with the fruit of my lips. Now the praise team ain't got a praise for me. Now the organ ain't got to roar in order for me to lift up a praise. Where my real praise is at? I'm not talking about y'all part-time praises. Y'all can be quiet right now because you waiting on something to happen. But full-time praises realize something has already happened. And that's when we praising him right now. Woo! Go ahead and give him a quick 30-second praise if you know you ain't giving the devil no place to work in your life. You letting him know right now God is good and he good all of the... High five two folk before you be seated and tell him I will praise him now. Be seated. I don't want you cut up just yet. Be seated. But I'll praise him now. Why? I'm not going to give him no place. But listen, if you'll praise him in the sanctuary, he also deserves a praise in your living room. He deserves a praise in your bedroom. You can turn in victory in the bathroom. And let him know, Lord, thank you for the answer. Oh, you can give him praise at Walmart. I heard you, Minister Gamble, when he opened up a blessing like that, giving praise right where you at. Maybe at the cash register, turn in victory. Somebody asked, say, what is that? Oh, we call that a victory turn right there. Come on, don't be getting no blessing. Right. Ooh, as soon as I get back to the car, I'm going to give him praise. No, give him praise right there. Come on, give him praise right there. Be seated. But I ain't telling you to tear up nobody's store. You're going to be done bought more than you think. Stuff get to dropping and cracking and breaking. You try, well, I was just praising God. They said, well, I'm going to praise him too because your God just called you to spend up $1 million up in here. Listen, the devil wants to oppress. Wants to hold you down. But see, you got a choice. You ain't got to do it. Some of us, God freed you from low self-esteem. Now see, the devil is coming at you thinking that if he do and say certain things, you'll go back to that person that don't feel good about yourself based on a number of things. You'll be surprised even in church how the devil oppresses people and they start making changes in their life. But it's changes they really don't want to make.
They just think this will make me feel better. I told a woman one time, she didn't listen. I said, look here, sister. I said, you keep changing your hair. You keep making these little changes. And each change that she made lasted only a couple of weeks. And then she went right back to a bad place. And I kept trying to get her to see your problem is inwardly. See, whenever you make an outward change, you just trying to disguise an inward problem. Come on. I've seen folk lose weight. And they think, if I just lose this 50 pounds, then I'm going to be as happy as I ever been. Then they lose the 50. And you know, they'll get in front of the mirror and say, I don't look right since I lost that much. See, listen, as bald-headed as I am, I learned years ago, it make me comical, but I ain't playing. I learned years ago one thing, saving God give me a miracle, that my hair all up in here was not coming back. And at first, it was dealing with me because I was a person like to keep my hair just, I mean, I wasn't like some of these brothers get a haircut once every 2 months, or Easter and back to school and whatever. I kept a fresh haircut. But then I started losing my hair. It started dealing with me. Y'all have been there. And then it seemed like the more I looked, the more I failed. I'd be looking around me. You know, then you're trying to push some over the case. You know, it just kept coming out. And I was feeling some type of way. And you may say, Pastor, that's simple. But I'm telling you simple things. But then I learned. I said, man, I'm finna rock this bald head. I said, I'm finna do with this bald head some great things. One thing I told him is, I said, you need to be showered, because that's $10 or $15 that the barber will no longer get. You just cut him right out. Sorry, brother Armani, but I had to cut you right on out and just say, hey, this is now what you call a do-it-yourself job. Started doing it myself. You hear me? Saving time, saving money. But then I would see commercials where they'll show a man bald headed, looking depressed and sad. And then they give him a hair transplant. They'll show the same man, but with hair, he's happy now. And I'd be like, you lying. If you ain't happy with hair, you ain't going to be happy. Oh, God. I'm trying to tell some of you, your problem is the devil and who you hang with and who you listen to. Look at John 10 and 10. Pastor, I'm down because I lost a couple of dollars that I was making out. They cut back. Listen, that ain't the problem. Come on, somebody. Do you not hear the testimony from Deacon Maynard, Minister Evan, that God been doing more with less? So if you less, you should have said, thank you, Deacon Maynard. You were talking right to me with your testimony. But some of us will hear what we need to hear, but then still stay down. You can't do that. And listen, the day and time we living in, it just ain't old folk that the enemy oppressing. You see a lot of young people now oppressed. Can I break it down? So oppressed they got to smoke weed every day just to be happy or to feel some type way. Come on, somebody. You see folk now, they just stay oppressed. And I think if we Christians, one thing we should have, especially in this season, is joy. Joy. Woo! We know what this is all about. Look at John 10 and 10. We familiar with it as Bible readers. The thief, not a thief, the thief. The thief does not come, some of you need to listen, except to steal, kill, and what? That's the mission of the devil. That's his mission right there. To steal, kill, and what? And if I give him place, guess what he'll do in my life? He'll steal, he'll kill, and he'll what? Destroy. Some of us, the only reason you ain't where you need to be in life is because you let the devil kill, steal, and destroy. How, Pastor? By giving him too much place. You know his mission. He come to steal, kill, and what? And I know that's what you come to do. All that good stuff I got in my house. I got some good stuff in my house. I'm not alone. How many got some good stuff in your house? How many got some good stuff? Don't be ashamed. We ain't going. How many got some good stuff in your house? I'm looking. Okay, now hand down. Are you going to knowingly let somebody come to your house? They say, look, I'm coming. I want to visit you round three. But I'm coming. I want all your TVs. I want the one that's HD. And I want your jewelry. I'm coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And you just going to open the door? If you tell me right now, Pastor, I'm going to break in your house tonight around 1 a.m., I guarantee you I won't be asleep. I won't be asleep. But there's going to be something waiting on you. I just bought it. It's going to be waiting on you. I ain't even used it yet, but it's going to be waiting on you. Listen, Eddie. He supposed to be a preacher. I think he up there talking about shooting people. What you going to do so I break in your house? Well, you a pastor, you ought to put oil on. Well, I oil them bullets down. I put some oil on them bullets. When that bullet hits you, I'll let you know that was an anointed bullet that hit you. You hear me? I'm trying to get you to see if something valuable, you protect it. Come on. If I know the mission of the devil is to steal, kill, and destroy, I'm not hanging with demonic folk. I'm not going to do that. That may be your cousin. I'm not going to hang with you because you are of the devil. And I know he come to steal, kill, and destroy. Woo, y'all quiet up in here. Look back at Acts 10. So y'all quiet. I hear if you didn't like that, you know. But I'm going to deal with a thief the way you need to deal with them. Come on. And some of us, I mean, he just stealing, killing, and destroying you. I'm tired of what the devil doing. Sister, come on. Resist him. Believe the word. Fight. Put on the whole armor. Do the word. Do the word. Do the word. Exercise your faith. You can't just eat and not exercise. Eat the word and then exercise the word. Work the word. Come on, shout to your neighbor, work the word. And the word will work for you. Come on. Don't let the devil do what he want to do. Notice Acts 10 and 38. How God anointed Jesus of who? With the Holy Spirit and with what? Power. Who went about doing what? Good. Healing all who were oppressed by who? Tell your neighbor, if the devil been oppressing you, God want to heal you. I say he want to free you today. He want to heal you so you can start enjoying life and it not be a 2-day thing. But it be something you consistently do. But some of us got to be healed. Because we were born in houses where it was okay to be oppressed. Come on. But notice, when Jesus met oppressed people, he healed them. He gave them what they needed, deliverance. And if you've been letting the devil oppress you, you need to be healed. In other words, that's not what God desired me to be. He doesn't desire the enemy to hold me down. That's when Jesus, when he came in contact with people again who desired to get up, he helped them get up. See, whatever holding you down, if you recognize this ain't the will of God, God come to lift me up, he'll empower you to do whatever it is that his will is for your life. Come on. Your business just won't turn around just because somebody else's business turn around. Your business will turn around because you recognize the God that lifts you up. And if your business is a part of you, then God also wants to bless your business because your business is attached to you. Come on, somebody. Your seed is attached to you. You got to recognize when you get up, mama, it gives your children power to get up as well. See, that's what I'm about, living a life where people will recognize, hey, God is good. God is good. Are y'all here? Some of us miss church with lame excuses when really what's going on, the devil done a prayer. You didn't have enough strength to come to church. Some of you going to think I'm in your house, but I ain't. Be dragging around, going to go. You keep moving, I don't know. Next thing you know, I done about missed it. Yeah, you weren't even stirred to go. Being what? Oppressed. Pastor just wants you at church all the time. Yeah, when you can be here. I don't want you to quit your job to be here, but if you can be here, you need to be at church. You go everywhere else when you're tired and hurt. Come on. It amazes me how some folk treat church. Like now, some of you sleeping. 50-minute message, you're sleeping. You're so ignorant, you don't realize who putting you to sleep. I know folks just be going through. They be saying, no. And devil just be telling me, go home, sleep. Go home, sleep. So when they get home, they go home and watch a 3-hour football game. Eyes won't close, no time. Got to go to the bathroom, sit down, hold it. Come on, come on. We need this. Oh, go for it. 4th and 1. Go for it. Go on it, go for it. Go for it. 3 hours. I get up here 50 minutes. I got the answer, though. Next time they meet with me, 10 minutes into the meeting, I'm going to go. Pal, did you hear me? Yeah. Pray. You think I'm lying? I'm going to do it. Devil love to put folks sleep at church. Especially those who just want excitement. They just want to jump, move, run. As long as they're doing all that, then they be still. They just they put them right to sleep. But what they need is to be taught. For some of us, it ain't going to be no miraculous turnaround financially. It's going to be stewardship. But stewardship has to be taught to you. You got to be willing to what? Pay attention. Come on. He was healing all who were oppressed by who? And tell you the reason he did it. Because he was anointed to do it. Look at Psalm 72. I'm in the call. Look at Psalm 72. He said he was anointed to do that. I'm trying to get somebody to see as a child of God, God never intended for you and I to be oppressed. Or to stay oppressed. That was not his intention. I'm going to show it to you again in Psalm 72. Now by oppressed, understand as you turn to Psalm 72, poverty oppresses people. Ain't nothing good about being poor. Now notice what the scripture said. Yeah, then saints always want to quote. Well, even Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you. Yeah, with you. Not you, but with you. And if you ever get blessed, you'll find out poor folk love being around somebody blessed. The poor you will always have with you, not you. I was poor without him. He came to give me something that I couldn't get on my own because Proverbs 10:22 said, the blessings of the Lord make one rich and add no sorrow. Why are you letting poverty oppress you? Only reason some of you ain't got your house because you ain't desired your house yet. You be in hell damn. It's right. But you have folk in this church. I want to be poor. I want to be poor. You have to learn. Leave them alone. Ain't nothing good about being poor. How many got a little bit of money right now? Just a little bit. By a little bit, we mean you got something. Okay, now you people that had your hand up, have you ever been had no money? Okay, now you folk got your hand up, which one you like better? It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Give me a choice. Give me a choice. And then folk that have money, oh, it ain't nothing but paper. Oh, throw your paper away then. Come on. I'm stuck here because some of us better get over this poverty thing. Even if that's what you saw growing up, just recognize daddy, mama, grandmama and them may have done the best they could do. But some of us, we've come into more knowledge now. Come on. You live in a time now where due to the internet and a number of things, good gracious, you can just promote yourself. We live in a good time now where it ain't a whole lot just holding you back. Okay. That's legal now. We need to do legal stuff. Probably Psalm 72. I know some of you talking about, Pastor, I got a trade now. Hold on. Hold on now. Psalm 72:14. Real quick, notice this. He will redeem their life, talking about God, from what? Oppression. He will redeem their life from what? Oppression. Do you realize we've been redeemed from oppression? God sent Moses as the deliverer down into Egypt to tell my people, I've seen your oppression, and I'm here to deliver you. That's what he come to do. Let's close in Acts 10. Let's close right here in Acts 10. Notice this. Oh, if we bring this thing to a close. Lord have mercy on us. Acts 10. Acts 10. 38. Notice it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit with power, who went about doing what? Good. Who went about doing what? Good. Who went about doing what? Good. Now the devil goes about to what? Oppress folk. But notice Jesus said he went about doing what? Good. And tell you never, he ain't changed. Tell you never, he's still doing good. Listen, because like the mission of the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. Look at John 10 and 10, and we'll stop there. Notice, I'm going to show you the mission of Jesus. John 10 and 10. I didn't know Jesus came with a mission. Yeah, that's your problem. You don't know that. Or either you're not operating in that. Look at his mission. You know what the devil come to do? He come to oppress. Come to steal, kill, and destroy. Notice the mission of Jesus. Oh, and I love it. I love it. I love the mission of Jesus. Y'all believe in that prosperity? Yeah, we do, because of the mission of Jesus. Y'all believe y'all can be debt free? Yeah, because of the mission of Jesus. You just got to know his mission. John 10 and 10, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to do what? Here comes Jesus with his mission. I have come that they may have what? And that they may have it more, more, more. Tell your neighbor, Jesus' mission is to give people life and life more abundant. So tell your neighbor, so don't let the devil oppress you. I'm done. Let's give him a praise. Don't let the devil oppress you.